Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me welcome all of you affectionately to this Compassion Tuesday. This program is something which I consider of a great value for everyone who walks the spiritual path, and also for everyone who wants to become more human. On the Compassion Tuesday, we offer a meditation where every one of us can actually send compassion towards those in need. But let us look a little bit more on what is compassion. In the last few sessions, we spoke about a necessary fundament for compassion, that is empathy. Empathy is like an emotional mirroring of another's sadness. It is something which comes up when you go into another person's situation and really understand and feel what they go through. I would like to give an example of Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master. When he was in Mayapur, he once looked out of the window and he saw there was a garbage pile on which little children and dogs were fighting for the remnants of food. You know, in Bengal, they take these leaf plates and they eat, for instance, khichdi, a stew, on it, and then when people can't finish it, they throw it away and it gets on the garbage pile. So when Prabhupada saw little children and dogs fighting in order to get their food, he felt empathy. He teared up. It struck him, it did something with him, because he mirrored back the feelings. But empathy is only the forerunner. It's not enough if it does not is not added with compassion. Compassion is defined as something more. It's an emotional response when one perceives the suffering of others and then develops an authentic desire to do something to help. Authentic means you do it because it comes out of your own feeling. It's not because you think it's chic to be compassionate or it's good and others will clap. No, it just comes not because of others. It is self-manifested. It comes from the heart. Like in this case, Srila Prabhupada saw the suffering of the children and the hungry dogs, and he said, we must take care that within a radius of 10 miles from each temple, no one ever suffers hunger. And from this feeling, the Food for Life program, a very important and active program of our movement, was born. So empathy is necessary. You need to first of all feel, my God, they are suffering, it's not good. But then a step further leads you into compassion. That is an authentic desire to help. Now, you might say that, listen, Satchinandan Swami, this is not natural for a human being. I once heard a scientist, perhaps Dawson, say that the human being has a genetic codex or genes which impel him to fight for his own survival. He's programmed like this. And in this context, often Darwin is quoted as having spoken about the survival of the fittest. Only the ruthless people who are just taking care of their own needs make it in this cruel world. But upon closer investigation of Darwin, he seemed to say the kindest person survives. I have read this when I went through his book, The Descent of Man, and another book, The Selection. Darwin argued there for the greater strength of the social or maternal instincts than that of any other instinct or motive. He said, this desire to take care of others, this desire to be almost parental, like a mother, is the greatest strength. And he said, in another context, communities which included the greatest number of the most sympathetic members would flourish best and rear the greatest number of offspring. To put it very, very simple, compassion or the compassionate instinct is essential for the survival of our human species. And to add another study to this, here in Germany we have the Max Planck Institute. They made a study on a lot of human infants, and they found out that the tendency to give, to take care, is there. It is a natural instinct, like the instinct to crawl, the instinct to look for something to eat, etc. In other words, compassion, this is my point, is something which is underlying our selfishness. It is deeper than our selfishness. It's more essential and certainly better quality. It's not something which only highly developed monks have, or altruistic people, or just people who are like Mother Teresa and so on. No, each one of us has this in his or her heart. You only need to go through the layers, through the indoctrination, to the slavery which was imposed upon us, to just think only selfishness, with selfishness about us. I would like to share with you a story before we go into the compassionate meditation, a story which you won't expect. As I told you several times, my father is from the war generation. He was once fighting with the German army in a northern country, possibly Finland and or Latvia. I'm not remembering this, because he usually is a little secretive about the operations which the German army, Nazi army, did. So they had just fought a heavy battle. They had defeated the opposing army, but a lot of their own soldiers, the German soldiers, had paid with their lives. So the commander of that division went with my father through the forest, and while they were going, they saw a beautiful male deer, a deer with broad antlers. And the commander said, "Wow, our soldiers who have survived really deserve a feast. Let us shoot this deer, and the cook will prepare something tasty for the surviving soldiers of our division." Then he told my father, "Shoot him." My father took his gun. He had, on that day, engaged in a terrible battle scenes where he had participated in killing, and he aimed it at the deer, who was, and the wind was such that the deer couldn't smell the Germans, the two Germans, and was eating peacefully. And as my father struggled to pull the trigger, as he prepared to pull the trigger, it was an easy shot, an easy kill. He described to me, he felt, "But he has his family." And as he was thinking more, he felt, "Oh my God, his family, dear family, will cry for him if I take the life of this. I've taken enough life already today." Lives. So he put the gun, he let it sink down, and the commander said, "What? You're not shooting it?" You know, in the army, when a soldier does not follow the order of his superior, then the superior shoots him in order to show an example that everyone has to follow. My father said, "I just can't do it." The commander took his revolver and was taking aim. As he looked at that innocent being, he understood the suffering which he was going to inflict on him by giving him a painful death, and on the deer community. So he also put the revolver down and said, "Missed," which is a word which I will not translate for you. not such a nice word. So, and my father has always told this to me. He said, "I do not really understand much about these finer spiritual subjects, but I understood that at that moment, both myself and the commander were unable to kill, because something higher in us came alive. Something higher arose in us. That is the compassionate instinct kicked in, so to say. As I would like to discuss next time, I will give an example from the Vedic scriptures, from the Bhagavatam next time, and I want to show next time how compassionate people really have the most wonderful life, whereas those who cannot access this feeling have a lot of anxieties and a lot of inner conflict, because they go against their own traits, the deeper traits, the deeper character traits. Good. But for now, we want to engage in our compassion meditation. In this meditation, I request you, at a certain time when I give you the sign, to bring people into your awareness whom you wish to benefit from this Compassion Tuesday meditation. You will see, as you do this, the people will feel a very real effect in their life. We have wonderful responses and feedbacks from this little endeavor from our ashram to do every Tuesday since a few years this meditation. There's really benefit. The things happen. Good. I request you to sit straight, like we always do. Find a comfortable sitting position. And let your hands rest on your knees, palms facing upwards. Relax the shoulders a little. Nice if you can roll them back and open your chest like this. Let us do a few deep breaths. Very nice way to deepen the breath is to do a yogic practice called the Ujjayi breath. It's very simple and very effective. Just imagine for a moment, and please do this also, not just imagine, do this. You are breathing out a little bit like as if you want to breathe on a mirror and then see the condensed water from your breath. So this type of breath, where you narrow the throat a little bit, is called the Ujjayi breath, and you do this with mouth closed. It makes a little sound as you breathe. This will calm your nerves and make you more peaceful. When you're ready, please close your eyes. Do a few more deep breaths. Now return to your natural breathing pattern. Just as you breathe naturally. Direct your attention to your heart space. Imagine you're breathing into your heart. And each time when you exhale, relax your muscles a little bit more, while at the same time remaining incredibly aware and attentive. Direct your attention back to your heart space. It is here where the self resides, full of inner knowing and boundless bliss. Remain in that inner space and bring some people in your awareness who need compassion. Maybe people who have heard from the doctor a diagnosis which brings anxiety to them. Maybe we would be of people who are a little anxious because they are in a conflict or before a difficult task, they feel unsure. Maybe people who are anxious and meditate just like me. People of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me. People of this world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, people of this world have known sadness, anxiety, and worry. Just like me, people of this world are only trying to fulfill their needs. And just like me, others are learning in their life. Remain in this space and let images of concrete people appear before you. See them and also see the situation in which they are. And then resolve to do something to help. For now it is a meditation. May all be happy. May all be free from disease. May all see good. May there be no distress for anyone. Stay in this space, wishing genuinely well for others.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Love. Thank you so much for singing, for meditating, and really for showing an interest, a lively interest in the subject of showing compassion. Let us revisit for a moment that scene where Srila Prabhupada looked out of the window and saw little hungry children fighting with hungry dogs for the remnants of food left over on the leaf plates. He needed to feel empathy, that is, a feeling of, wow, this is really not good. But then he added another emotion to it, or another dynamic to it, which together made up compassion. This other thing which is so important after you feel for the miseries of the world is to have an authentic desire to do something to help. And then from that desire, as we know, comes the acting. There is this sequence: thinking, feeling then, and finally desiring, and then acting on it. I will close this by requesting you to see a little bit what you could do, what is within your range of possibility to bring this compassionate meditation to life in you. But even if there is not an immediate opportunity, please know, just by thinking and wishing well for others, something changes in their situation and in their life. I thank you very much for participating. Every Tuesday we are here on the same place, count on all of you to come back and meditate. You can't do it well enough. Don't think one meditation, two meditations. No, it's something which begins to help you to access the deeper part in you. where the compassion is already there, and then to unearth. It's like spiritual archaeology, what we do here. Thank you very much. All the best, and see you soon back.